Unit 16, Humanity and Society. Today in the programme, we are talking about social etiquette. With me in the studio is Liz Manners, an etiquette coach, who hosts etiquette classes on work, business, telephone, dining and social etiquette. Welcome to the programme, Liz.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a few definitions before getting into details. What is etiquette?
In general, etiquette can be defined as rules everybody is expected to follow in a society in order to foster positive relationships.
The topic of our program is social etiquette. What exactly is social etiquette?
Social etiquette determines how people should behave in a social setting. In other words, social etiquette tells us how to be well-mannered by using appropriate greetings, giving and receiving presents, or accepting and refusing invitations.
Let's start off with greetings. Is there a general rule for greetings which everybody should follow?
It's hard, if not impossible, to give a straight answer to this question. Greetings are embedded in the culture. This means that while a firm handshake and a kiss on both cheeks is a common manner of greeting in Central and Western Europe, in countries like Japan and Korea, people bow when they meet. In order to avoid offending someone by breaking etiquette rules, the advice is to follow the greeting etiquette of the country you're in.
It's also important to maintain proper etiquette when paying a visit to friends and relatives, or alternatively, when receiving guests.
That's right. Similarly to greeting etiquette, the rules which people follow when visiting someone are defined by the culture. In some societies, guests are expected to arrive for a social lunch or dinner early. In others, a little late, and in some it's important to be punctual. The rule is to follow the etiquette rules of the country you're in. Let's take Slovakia as an example. In Slovakia, it's good manners to arrive a few minutes later than the agreed time. The general norm is 5, 10, but at most 15 minutes late. It's also a sign of good manners to bring a present for the host of the dinner. Traditional presents are a bouquet of flowers, box of chocolates, or a bottle of fine wine. Sometimes, the guests can contribute to the menu by presenting a tray of pastries or cakes.
What are some of the consequences of breaking the etiquette rules?
It's important to remember that in Slovakia, you should arrive at your host's home neither too early nor too late. If you arrive too early, you can embarrass your host by finding them in the middle of preparations. On the contrary, if you arrive too late, you might find hungry guests sitting around a perfectly late table and impatiently waiting for you to join them.
What advice would you give to listeners to avoid awkward situations?
In general, a good rule to remember is that in order to avoid unpleasant surprises, guests need to know when to arrive, but also when to leave, what presents to bring, and of course, they should exercise good table manners, which are essential to make people comfortable.
Thank you for the useful advice, Liz.